Our reporter Bree Zender has been talking to various everyday people in the region affected by a rise in the price of housing. Today, she talks with one mom whose adult son has a mental illness about her efforts to keep him off the streets.
I met Erica Toth at her apartment in Reno, near the Truckee River. She spent her childhood in Hungary and has lived in California for the past several decades before moving to Reno in 2012 to be near her son, Cornell.
So this is Cornell when he was on medication. He's clean cut. He's a handsome person, I think. Of course, I'm his mother.
I agree, too. He's a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah. He was a very intelligent child. He was always in gifted children's programs. He was very artistic.
Cornell has bipolar disorder, along with schizoaffective disorder. He lived with his mother in South Lake Tahoe until he was in his mid-40s, before moving to his own apartment in Reno.
He was 29 before I could get him on medications. He just didn't have the ability, the consistency, ability to prioritize. He wasn't able to work and he wasn't able to really go to school.
Cornell was living on Social Security disability checks. Erica says he received $1,085 a month, with $500 a month from that check going towards his rent.
He really loved his independence, and he was doing really well on his medication. I was very pleasantly surprised, and we both agreed that moving out on his own at age 46 was really a good thing, because now we both know that he can survive after I died.
Erica says Cornell lived in Reno for several years. Then his rent jumped to $550 a month in 2016. That may not seem like much, but it further limits his tight Social Security budget for food and other supplies. And then Cornell decided to stop taking his medication.
And without the medication, he turned very hostile to me. When I called him, he wouldn't talk to me. I went there on his birthday to his apartment, because I kept trying to open the door to communicate and get him back into treatment. So I go to his door, and there is the eviction notice on the door.
Cornell had been evicted for non-payment of rent.
He didn't keep track of the dates, and he probably didn't keep track of his money very well either.
Despite her months of searching, Erica hasn't seen him since last year. She thinks he's living on the streets unmedicated, where she says he puts himself and others at a safety risk. She still keeps the door open for him to come back.
All I have to do is just think of what would we do if he showed up. There are several areas where I could have bought a place for him if I was willing to give up all my savings. And over time, I simply got priced out of the market.
Erica is a retired medical social worker. She knows firsthand that other people in the area are getting priced out of the market, too.
And some of these people who are homeless are elderly, disabled. There is no way all these people, hundreds of people, would be able to find something affordable. And I love my son deeply. God gave me a challenge, and I will not disappoint God. I will always do the level best I can.
In the weeks that have passed since Erica and I spoke, she still hasn't heard from Cornell. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News. If you want to hear more stories like Erica's about those who are impacted by a lack of affordable housing, check out KUNR's podcast, Priced Out. Find it on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you get your podcasts.